In theater, actors and stage managers of color land far fewer roles and smaller salaries than their white counterparts. To deal with this, a group of actors of color in Boston formed what's called the Front Porch Arts Collective. It's a new theater company for artists of color. WBUR arts reporter Maria Garcia spent a day with its founders.
Ulysses takes the girl away.
Glory, glory, hallelujah.
On a recent afternoon, I sit in on the last rehearsal for the Front Porch Arts Collective's reading of a play called Black Odyssey. The actors rehearse with scripts in hand, just like they'll be doing for the reading in a few hours at the Central Square Theater in Cambridge. Front Porch will have its first season of productions in 2018. Until then, it's performing readings like this one to build an audience. Here's Don Simmons, one of the founders of Front Porch.
We're growing, I think, a really good cadre of actors, designers, directors, dramaturgs, artists, so that when we are ready, when we launch that first season, we've got the right people.
Simmons' day job is director of performing arts for Boston Center for the Arts, but she's been a playwright and director for more than a decade. And after directing a play with actors of color last year, she and a group of friends had an ambitious idea.
So we were, as many things in theater happen, sitting around a bar, talking, and we had our we had our Manhattans in hand, and I was like, wouldn't it be great if there was a company that did this year-round?
That's co-founder Maurice Parent, an adjunct theater professor at Boston University and a well-known Boston actor. Not long after Simmons and Parent's idea, they came up with a name, Front Porch Arts Collective.
Because it's welcoming. The idea that coming to a porch, a lot of times, particularly in the black community, you go to someone's porch, you hang out, you talk, you vibe.
That welcoming spirit, they hope, will help diversify theater audiences. A 2014 survey by Arts Boston revealed Boston area arts audiences are 89% white, not at all reflective of the area's demographics.
By creating a home where you know that on a regular basis, on a sustained regular basis, there are the stories of your people. You can go there and see it. I think that cultivates a taste.
Core to their mission is also increasing the available work for actors of color in Boston. A study this year by the National Actors Union found that actors and stage managers of color have far fewer work opportunities and draw lower salaries than their white counterparts. In fact, women of color earn up to 16% less than white actors. Parent says he's seen many black actors leave Boston, and he wants Front Porch to drive better opportunities.
We're not here to say anyone else shouldn't do these stories. We're definitely not here to say that. However, every major city has a place where people of color are taking charge of what stories are being told about people of color.
That also allows for more nuance in the roles played by actors of color. Here's Don Simmons again.
It doesn't have to be the slave narrative. It doesn't have to be the, like, house servant narrative. Like, we can show you so many different layers of our history, of who we are, of what makes us beautiful, of what makes us present and relevant right now.
As the night sets, I stay for the reading. The audience is diverse, and they're all enthralled, especially by actor Johnny Lee Davenport's portrayal of a character meant to embody black consciousness.
I was the one who told Rosa Parks not to get out of her seat. I said, Rosa, now Rosa, now you know you don't need to be on your feet.
At the reading, I witness people of all colors experiencing a shared humanity through black and brown bodies. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Maria Garcia.